You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, SF Youth Community Radio Station, broadcasting live from Burnaby, BC.
You are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM and CJSF.ca because you are better than most people. Thank you.
Welcome to week 593 of the Rockin' Blues Show. I'm your host, Brett Morrison, coming at you all the way from Vancouver, Canada, on the unceded Coast Salish territory. I'll be here for the next 2 hours playing the best in rock and blues music from across Canada and around the world. Tons of stuff to get to this week. I'll start things off with San Diego's Chicken Bone Slim, featuring this year's Blues Music Award winner for Guitarist of the Year, Laura Chavez, from their just-released Damn Good and Ready. This is the title track.
Oh,
closing out our opening set of rock and blues music from their brand new release, First Last Time, we had Pittsburgh's Ghost Hounds with Make It Shake. Before that, from his new release, Nothing But Time, we had Boston's Monster Mike Welch with Jump for Joy. And I got this week's rock and blues show started off with San Diego's Chicken Bone Slim and the title track from their just released Damn Good and Ready. This is the Rock and Blues Show, and I'm your host, Brent Morrison. Starting off this set from their new self-titled release, Acort, Spiegel & Vinnick. This is Nova Scotia's Charlie Acort, Australia's Lloyd Spiegel, and Ontario's Susie Vinnick, featuring Susie on lead vocals with 10 Miles From Your Door.
1, 2, 3. Diving through the nighttime, baby, chasing shadows on the road. 10 miles from your door feels a million miles from home. Driving south was easy when you loved me like you could. Driving into town this time, it don't hit me like you should. Get that strangest feeling, I should be shaking to the bone.
Yes, I love him so much.
Closing out that set from 1946, we had Memphis Minnie with I'm So Glad. The trailblazing blues legend passed away 50 years ago Sunday, August 6, 1973 at 76. Born in Algiers, Louisiana in 1897, by 13 she was playing Memphis's Beale Street and toured through the South with the Ringling Brothers Circus from 1916 to 1920. In 1929, Minnie and her second husband, Joe McCoy, made their first recordings for Columbia Records. Memphis Minnie would record more than 200 songs over the next 20 years, helping to shape and define the very sound of the blues. At a time when popular female blues artists were strictly vocalists, backed by male musicians, Memphis Minnie was a singer, songwriter, and guitarist. Her move to Chicago in the 1930s put the blues world on notice. In the city's male-dominated blues scene, she famously bested Big Bill Brunsey and Tampa Red on stage and earned the moniker the Queen of Chicago Blues. She left Chicago in 1957 after suffering a heart attack and retired to Memphis, where she remained until her death. Memphis Minnie paved the way for generations of female blues artists, from Bonnie Raitt, Samantha Fish, and Susan Tedeschi to Joanne Shaw Taylor and Sue Foley. Memphis Minnie songs have been covered by Taj Mahal, Honey Boy Edwards, Led Zeppelin, Sue Foley, Maria Muldaur, James Cotton, and countless others. In 1980, Memphis Minnie was one of only two women inducted into the inaugural Blues Hall of Fame, where she also has one single inducted. And I got that set started off with Acourt, Spiegel & Vinick, featuring Susie Vinick on lead vocals, and 10 Miles From Your Door from their new self-titled release. This is the Rockin' Blues Show, and I'm your host, Brent Morrison.
There is a broadcast beyond that which is known to commercial radio. It is the middle ground between the present and the past, the summit of surf punk, rockabilly, and garage. And it lies between the airwaves of forgotten artists and the twilight of the unknown bands. This is a program we call the Downlighter's Crypt, every Tuesday from 6 to 8 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Starting off this set from his forthcoming release, Gin House, featuring Monkey Junk's Tony D on guitar and Steve Mariner on harmonica, this is Nova Scotia's Wayne Nicholson with Shuckin' Corn with Muddy Waters.
So pretty women doing the conquerors. Oh, John the Conqueror, yeah, go.
John the Conqueror. All right.
Hey. Oh, the blues music couldn't get much hotter. It makes you happy that you were born. Picking on the porch, me and Muddy Waters. Boy, that. Again, and Buddy had his acoustic and he started playing.
And I'll tell you, that music filled me up with joy and happiness, and it still does today.
I feel the music of sons and daughters, me and McKinley in the early morning. Well, my troubles, well, I soon forgot her. He said,
hey,
you think we got enough corn? You think we got enough corn? Hey. Oh, music rising from deep in the soil. Blue moon filling up the sky. I'm just chugging corn with the muddy waters. This is where I wanna go when I die.
Closing out that set from his new debut release, The Right Man, we had Louisiana's DK Harrell with the title track. And I got that set started off with Nova Scotia's Wayne Nicholson featuring Tony D and Steve Mariner with his new single, Shuckin' Corn with Muddy Waters. This is the Rockin' Blues Show, and I'm your host, Brent Morrison. Starting off this set, the legendary Robert Cray turned 70 on Tuesday. He was born August 1st, 1953 in Columbus, Georgia. As a teen, he attended high school in Tacoma, Washington, where he honed his skills, formed a band, and gained a strong following in the Pacific Northwest, which led to his first record deal. His smooth, soulful vocals and searing guitar work created a uniquely recognizable sonic tapestry and earned him critical and commercial acclaim, helping to bring about the blues rebirth of the 1980s. Robert Cray has charted 25 albums and 7 songs on 10 different Billboard charts, and has been nominated for 15 Grammy Awards, winning 5 times, played Montrose 7 times between 1984 and 2008, including as a member of Otis Rush in the Professor's Blues Review in 1986. Robert Cray has been nominated for 31 Blues Music Awards, winning 19 times, and in 2011 became the youngest living member of the Blues Hall of Fame. He also has 4 albums inducted in the Blues Hall of Fame, including Showdown, his collaboration when he was just 32, with blues legends Johnny Copeland and Albert Collins. From that classic album, featuring his only lead vocal on the album, the Robert Cray and Bruce Bromberg composed The Dream.
Once again I had the dream. I tossed and I turned. That old feeling still the same. It was so real. I woke up cold and sweating. I wonder, did I call her name? In the dream, she was right there with me. Right there with me in the bed. She said, "Bye." When I reached out